some teachers, you know, let us have them for research, and then other teachers like, no, we can't have them, put it away during school hours.
Angeli LaGrasso describing the different rules for students using smartphones in the classroom. LaGrasso just completed her freshman year at Eden Junior High School. She is part of a Student Voices team at Eden. They met a couple of times sharing ideas about technology and social media use.
Well, we wanted Wi-Fi because when we're doing after-school activities, we want to be able to do homework and research, and our Wi-Fi did not work. And we wanted a school app so we can get out information to other people.
The Student Voices team realized when they came together, their ideas blended. Kelsey Pressing will be a 10th grader this fall and was part of that team.
Internet goes a really far way, so you can use it to learn about a lot of stuff, and it really helped incorporating technology and learning.
The students are kind of like customers.
Bob James is leading the Student Voices team. The district is using his expertise under his past Student Voices work in developing two programs for student leadership and career development in music and media. Both have been certified by the State Education Department. Now, James is digging in on the social media front.
It was interesting to me to sit with the students that are kind of 10th graders and them talk about the incoming students that have had access to smartphones since they were in third grade. To me, that was like, well, I'm looking at the students as being much younger than myself, and then for them to have a perspective, there's a younger generation coming up behind them that has experiences that maybe is a little bit more varied than what they've even had themselves.
The district is embracing the students' request for Wi-Fi and development of a future school app. The students presented their report with five action steps to the district last month.
And the kids know they were coming from a deficit model where you really don't have anything to a transformative model, and I'm thrilled that they want to be a part of that.
Eden School Superintendent Sandra Anzalone. She tells WBFO News it's important to engage students since they are closest to living their lives online and offering the best advice for navigating through it all.
Because I want to hear what they have to say. And so often when you're on the inside of an organization, you miss what's really happening. Everybody on the outside knows, but on the inside, somehow we don't seem to know.
Anzalone says future work on the Wi-Fi is part of a major capital project for the district, already approved by Eden voters. It will begin to reshape technology on a number of levels for students.
So we're hoping to take a system from another school and bring it in to help us with our handicapped technology infrastructure. But by 2018, we'll have a state-of-the-art technology system that will allow us to have one-on-one personalized instruction. So Chromebooks, maybe 2-to-1s, iPads. We're incredibly excited.
Our coaches say, oh, go do your homework and stuff. But if you have to stay after for a sport, there's really no time to get it done. So that time in between, you're allowed to use the Wi-Fi after a certain time, but it never works.
Student Voices team member Gabby Rohauer. She says it's important younger students use it appropriately.
It's really important for, like, us as students to tell the younger kids when they come up for orientation, to tell them how to use social media positive ways instead of negative.
But so much anxiety in allowing social media and smartphones in schools and classrooms is the fear of cyberbullying that some students say they experience. But amazingly, both students and school leaders say they're happy to report it does not appear to be a problem within the Eden schools.
And I even told Mr. James that. I said, you're not going to find what you think you will. It's not going to be about harassing.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.